time you're online, I invite you to check in at DaveKoz.com. That is my website, DaveKoz.com, or on Facebook and Twitter, if that's more your bag. Dave Koz Music is where you can find me. Finally, on Instagram, this is the long one. I apologize. My full legal name, at David Stephen Koz with a PH. Why my parents decided to name me with my middle name, Stephen, with a PH, so that every time that I'm on the radio with you, I've got to spell it out. Audrey and Norman Koz, wherever you are, I'm thinking about you. Diving back into the music now with something from this guy when he sits down at the piano. Well, because he can play anything. He's an amazing guitarist, bassist, drummer, but piano is his first instrument. Justin Lee Schultz featuring Gerald Albright on saxophone. This was a big hit for Justin. It's called Just In on the Dave Koz Radio Show. Justin Lee Schultz. 1986, sounding fresh as ever. Never get tired of hearing that song. Anita Baker, Caught Up in the Rapture. Hey again, I'm Dave Koz. Thank you very much for being here this weekend. We are enjoying a visit with my good buddy and a wonderful saxophonist, great artist in our space, Boney James. And Boney's back with us. Now, as I mentioned earlier, you've been making music for a very long time and have had a real impact on all of us. And we're grateful to you for that. I'm curious, have you ever given thought to what your, I know this is unfair to just drop this question on you, but what your legacy would be? I mean, what would you want people to think and feel about you when you're not here anymore?
I don't know, man. that's the kind of, I don't think about that stuff very much, Dave, in all honesty. You know, I try and stay as much in the present as I possibly can, and I find that that's just the best way for me to live. Otherwise, you know, the future is always going to be a mystery, and so maybe full of fear or something. So, and legacy, I mean, I don't know. Who can think about that objectively? Not me.
Yeah, it's pretty difficult to be objective about yourself, especially taking it day to day. That's probably the best way, right?
Yeah, day to day, man. That's the best way to be. I mean, and it's a struggle sometimes, you know. Yeah, I often try and, you know, my brain will want to go into the past and try and fix things or look in the future and wonder what's going to happen and know in advance what's going to happen. And, you know, even though it's just not possible. So I just fight to stay as present based as possible.
Well, as an outsider, I'm not Boney James, but I'm a fan. I can say that your legacy, at least the way that I see it, consistently incredible saxophone play, as we're about to find out on this one. Another big, huge hit for Boney James, our special in-studio guest. This one's Sweet Thing on the Dave Koz Radio Show. Special guest this weekend, saxophonist Boney James gave us his inspired interpretation of the Chaka and Rufus classic, Chaka Khan and Rufus classic, Sweet Thing. You know, you talk about covers of songs, of existing songs, and it's really often for us artists to walk that fine line because you want to pay homage and tribute to the original, but you can't just do a copy of it. You have to change it and morph it into something new and fresh. And I think that Boney's version of Sweet Thing does that and accomplishes that goal pretty much better than any other. I really think that's sort of like the standard by which we measure that whole concept. Well done, Boney James. I'm Dave Koz, and more with Boney, including some new music of his on the way, and much more weekend music from the Dave Koz Radio Show. Thanks so much for being here. We're back in a flash.
We would do anything for our kids. What parent wouldn't? I'm just glad they're still so young, so we can speak in code in front of them. But they must wonder why we're always camping.
Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness.
You're listening to the Dave Koz Radio Show on the way.
We're keeping your weekend soundtrack moving along with the latest from saxophonist Kirk Whalum. This is Badia from his epic Cool release of earlier this year. This is the Dave Koz Radio Show. Thanks for being a part of it this weekend. guitarist Freddie Fox, his number one smash called Too Tough. And that is one Hollywood couple there, Freddie Fox on guitar. He's married to the incredible vocalist, legendary vocalist, Evelyn Champagne King. So a lot of music coming out of that house. I'm Dave Koz. Thank you very much for listening in this weekend. Still ahead, new music from my guest, my very special guest here, Boney James. But up next, we'll explore the birth of a classic when the Dave Koz Radio Show returns for your weekend.
This is the Dave Koz Radio Show on the Wave.
It's the Dave Koz Radio Show, and thank you very much for being here this weekend. And right now, we're going to dial back our time machine just a little bit to the year 1976, when America was celebrating its bicentennial. Disco was all the rage on the dance floor, and Rocky won the Oscar for Best Motion Picture. It was also the year that Herb Alpert, then label chief at A&M Records, met Argentinian saxophonist Gato Barbieri. Herb now reveals how this unlikely duo created what was soon to become an absolute classic.
I heard the score to Last Tango in Paris, and I was just knocked out by the passion that he was putting on through the horn. I mean, it was just, it gave me goosebumps. So I called him one day just to say thanks, I appreciate his music, and ta-da, I had no other thought in mind. And they were in their limo, wherever they were, and they were thinking about changing labels. They wanted to, you know, move on to another label. I think their contract, his contract was up. And so they thought it was an omen that I had been, I called Gato, and so they actually asked if, you know, there was any chance of Gato recording for A&M. Obviously, I got very excited about that, and I wanted to produce him. I just had this feeling I knew what to do with him. And at first, when I mentioned that I wanted to produce him, he wasn't so sure about that because he knew the Tijuana Brass, and he knew that I did, I produced the Brazil 66 and a little bit of the Baja Marimba Band. He thought maybe I was a little too light to be able to understand what he was up to. So we started rehearsing after he agreed to me producing it in New York. We rehearsed for about a week, and that whole week he was barely talking to me. I mean, it was just like he was going about his thing, and I was really listening to him, trying to suss out how best to approach it, because he was very much an individual, kind of an eccentric guy, lovely guy, but very kind of to himself. We got in the studio and we recorded Europa. I wanted to do everything live in the studio. And I had this idea to do this real long fade at the end. I mean, the fade, if you listen to the record, it lasts for about a minute and a half. And so I gave him a demo on tape. Gato calls me at 2 o'clock in the morning. He says, Herb, I must tell you something, man. I said, Gato, are you okay? He says, yeah, I'm more than okay. I keep listening to Europa, and I'm listening to it. I'm listening. I got to tell you something, man. I really respect your fades. And that broke the ice with the guy. And from that point on, we became, you know, really close friends, and he trusted what I was saying. It was great.
Herb Alpert reflecting on his work with the one, the only Gato Barbieri. And from 1976, here is that track, Gato Barbieri. And Europa on the Dave Koz Radio Show. signature release, Night Shift. That's Piano Man Greg Kourakos and the very infectious track, Chasing the Wind. Before Mr. Kourakos, we heard from the Argentinian-born saxophonist, the late, great Gato Barbieri, with the Carlos Santana composition, his trademark song, Europa, taken from Gato's album Caliente, produced by the great Herb Alpert, an absolute classic. And I, too, like that extra-long fade. The fade out from Herb Alpert. Nice touch. Hey again, this is the Dave Koz Radio Show, and I'm Dave, back with our very special in-studio guest this weekend, Boney James. Now, Boney, you brought us your latest project, and the first thing we should mention about it, because it's kind of a thing with me, that the name of the album is actually a two-word title. Usually you have the one-word title albums. What's the deal with the two words?
That's an outlier, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. The name of the album is Slow Burn, and that could fall into a lot of different categories. What is your definition of slow burn, Boney?
Well, the definition I found in the online that really resonated with me was a feeling that grows with a slow and deliberate intensity.
Okay.
And I thought that was just an incredible expression of a lot of different things. It certainly applied to the song that I named Slow Burn, and then I started to feel like it was a great name for the whole record. And in a way, it's sort of refers to my whole career. You know, here I am. This is my 19th record, and I feel like I'm just hitting my stride. So it's been slow and deliberate and hopefully intense.
The first single from the album is very funky. It's an 80s Minneapolis feeling track called Slide, another one of your famous one-word titles. Tell us about Slide.
Ah, yeah. That is a song that I co-wrote with Jonathan Richmond, who is a keyboard player in my band. And it's got a little bit of a Minneapolis flavor, and I got the rest of my band is playing on there. You know, it's just I developed the arrangement by myself, and then I replaced all the parts that I had played with my band members one at a time on the road in various hotel rooms.
Wow.
I got them to come up and play on the record in a little setup I made in the hotel room, and it's a funky, funky track, and I really love that one.
Well, let's take a listen to it right now from our special in-studio guest, the wonderful saxophonist and human being, Boney James. Here is Sly, brand new on the Dave Koz Radio Show. funky track indeed from our very special in-studio guest this weekend, saxophonist Boney James. That's called Slide, the first single to come from his latest project entitled Slow Burn. Well, I can't tell you how great it is always to catch up with you, Boney, and the new music is awesome, as always, and always great to see you. Thank you so much for taking time out to be our special guest this weekend. And give my love to your lovely wife, Lily. You've been married now, what, 39 years?
Crazy, huh?
It's amazing. Much continued success, my friend. Boney James on the Dave Koz Radio Show. Thanks, bud.
Thanks, Dave. Great talking to you.
And to get more information on what's going on in the world of Boney James, just head to his website, which is simply BoneyJames.com. All right, we'll be right back as the Dave Koz Radio Show continues for your weekend.
Matthew 4:17. From that time, Jesus began to preach, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." If you're looking for a community to practice the gospel of Jesus Christ, join the Asian Church of Christ. Featured on Joy, Vision, and Faith TV, join them Sundays at 1 p.m. Stay connected and hear the Word of God on their Facebook and YouTube. Located on 51st Avenue East in Vancouver, visit AsianChurchOfChrist.org to donate and send prayer requests.
You're listening to the Dave Koz Radio Show on the Wave.
Well, it's time for me to get on out of here for this weekend, but I have to thank our special guest this weekend, Boney James, for joining us once again. Always so much to talk about and always great, great music. Slow Burn is the name of his newest. Next week, first-timer keyboardist Lisa Addio joins us here to talk about her success, and I hope you'll be here as well. Remember, you can visit us online anytime, DaveKoz.com. That's where you can find on the tour page there the full list of our 27th annual Christmas tour starting Thanksgiving weekend, starring Jonathan Butler, Rebecca Jade, Adam Holly, and Vincent Ingala, plus yours truly. If social media is more your thing, you can find us on Facebook and X at Dave Koz Music, and on Instagram at my full legal name, David Stephen with a PH, Koz. Until we're together again next weekend right here, this is your buddy Dave. Wrapping up another edition of the Dave Koz Radio Show. Thanks so much. See you next week.
Hey, it's Lisa Addio, and I'll be stopping by Shea Dave next week for more great music and conversation right here on the Dave Cause Radio Show.
Wave 98.3.
Thank you. 98.3 is CIWV-FM at 98.3 FM, Vancouver. Available on mobile devices and online at wave983.fm.
Just what it takes, because it takes more than an effort to stay away from you. And it takes more than a lifetime to prove that I'll be true.
Yeah. But it takes somebody special to make me say I do. And baby, you've got
just what it takes.
You got it.
You know you've got what it takes.